This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I didn't get to it with Lee and Felix, but bank earnings came out this morning. BAFO would be one word you might use. Profits jumped because of all the trading that happened the past 3 months. But as with all things, devil details. If you look down at the line items where margins on interest rates were reported, profits were flat or only slightly higher, which is weird because isn't the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains what's going on there.
One measure of how banks are doing is net interest margin. It's the difference between what banks earn in interest on loans, mortgages, stuff like that, minus how much interest they pay to their customers with, say, savings accounts. Robert Hartwig is a professor of finance at the University of South Carolina.
It used to be the case prior to the crisis that banks were able to maintain a reasonably strong margin between the lending rate and the rate that they paid depositors.
When interest rates dropped to nearly zero, banks had less wiggle room. Now, with interest rates rising, why hasn't the net interest rate margin improved?
You really wouldn't expect it yet.
Michael Johannes teaches finance at Columbia University. He says a big reason is existing loans.
If you're a large bank like Bank of America with, you know, more than $1 trillion in assets, most of that is already committed loans. And, you know, it's only the new loans that they're going to be making will be at a higher interest rate.
Keep in mind, interest rates only started inching up toward the end of last year. Tim Courtney from Exential Wealth Advisors says banks should begin to see the benefits in 2017.
We should start to see improvement within, say, 2 to 3 quarters.
He says investors have been optimistic, too.
The bank stocks did very, very well in anticipation of these margins growing.
And maybe also in anticipation of more rate hikes this year. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.